The first question will go with Chris from the IHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Chris.
I know for Cole Caulfield, you mentioned like you're the one that reached out to him to let him know that he'd be practicing with Montreal. Normally, is that the call that you make to the players, or is that a case by case situation?
Yeah, I will get information that a guy has been when is a guy called up, unless it's not like that's the way we work. Unless we're on the road or is something that I cannot, but usually the Habs let me know and I call the player and I let him know the good news. And sometimes it's in person when we're at the rink, and then the Habs will contact him for information. And when it's a guy sent down, then the Habs will tell the player, and you know we'll contact him after. So it's just like the process that we have.
So like you said, like when you give them a call that they're going up, I imagine that's always a good conversation. Like the player's always happy of getting the call. How's the call when they come back? Like what's usually the player's mindset, especially this year when it's a taxi squad and they're not necessarily always playing when they get the call to go to Montreal.
Every situation is different. It's not the same call. Every time I call them to tell them they're going up to the AHL, it's like I said, it's a quick call. It's a fun call. It's a good conversation at the rink. When they're coming back down, we usually take more time depending on the situation. We have a guy like McNiven that's coming back today. Michael knew he was coming down. He came to the office. Hey, kid, how you doing? Good to see you. This is what we're doing over the next 2 days. He understands Carey Price. Is back to the organism, like being healthy. So in a way that this is just a reality. But sometimes guys get sent down; they have to clear waivers. They're really disappointed. It's a different conversation. We sit down, we grab a coffee, and we talk about how we see thing and how we see thing and stuff. So it's all personal, and you have to handle for different situation.
And is it more difficult example for somebody like Otto Leskinen, who got to play one game and then got sent to Laval? Like the fact that he got a taste of it and then he goes back, is that like a demotivator?
Otto is in full growth right now in his pro career, in his adaptation to the pro hockey in North America. So I think Otto understands like the Habs get an acquisition of older veteran defensemen. So I think guys are smart in some way to understand where they are in their process, where, you know, they should be for their development. I had guys sometime telling me, I know I'm not ready. I need stuff to work. I need to stuff to work. Like they know player pretty smart. They know when they're coming down, and sometimes it's good. They get the taste and they come back to say, okay, now I know what I got to work on. And I know how hard it is, because until you've done it, it's hard to know how hard playing in the NHL is. So, but, you know, guys are usually smart.
And one last question for me. So tomorrow, from my understanding, I think there's a scrimmage in the morning.
Yeah.
What's the settings that will be? Will it be 5-on-5, 4-on-4? Like, has that been determined?
We kind of did a prep like it was before a game today. So we worked special team today. We had special unit. We work on some details in our game, and tomorrow we'll, like you said, we'll play scrimmage and we will have 5-on-4 situation. We'll even have 5-on-5. We'll work on some face-off play. We won't waste our time just to drop a puck and chinny. It's going to be like a real game with face-off and changes, and guys are going to be playing like a real game. So we want to get that pace up. The last two practice were quite good, to be honest. Yesterday was a hard skate, and today kind of started with power play, and that pace were really good. It was really high, so I kind of kept it going. I changed practice on the fly, or a couple drills I modified, because I liked that pace so much and I didn't want to break it down. So that's where we're at. We adjust.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, so the only other media on the line is GP O'Connor. GP, do you have a question for the coach?
Hi, Joel, ça va bien?
Oui, allô, allô.
Joel, I just want to ask you, you've been constant in your message all season with regards to kind of rolling with the punches and the guys being appreciative of even being out there. So I guess what I want to get at is how are you able to continue to build those internal goals with your team with everything that's going on right now?
Well, it's about, you know, keeping this ball rolling and that feeling that the guys have. And we did the quiz yesterday, which was quite fun. And we had Dan, that was like the, you know, I built the quiz and Dan took the right answer and the wrong answer. I had a bit of a competition with the guys and, you know, and that was going to dictate how many skating mountain they were going to do after. And we kind of jump in. So you try to keep it not light, but interesting. And keep it challenging. So, you know, we did this yesterday and I thought the guy had a lot of fun. They did actually quite well in the quiz. I thought I would just stun them in a couple of questions, but they didn't. So they got 100% yesterday in the quiz, which was, I thought they would do well, but they sniffed the tricky question in a way. And so we got to skate out of it. And they knew, the guy knew. We only had 45 minutes of skate yesterday, but our workload was to the roof for 45 minutes. It was kind of undiscussed. Like, so you got to keep it excited. So the special team today, and at the end of the day, like I said, I modified practice today. I liked that pace so much we had today again that I went to a small area game that I like to do that we did, and the pace was up. We finished with a shootout and keeping score. And, you know, I see guys keeping that competitive edge during practice, and this is very important. You know, you got to stay competitive through practices, and you have to have scores and you have to have challenges, and that's what we did over the last 2 days, and tomorrow will be a scrimmage game.
Joel, just on a more detailed level with regards to Belzil, he's had a bit of a difficult season, obviously, at the beginning of the year with a bit of an injury bug. Finally gets back in, looks good, kind of comes back to where you, I'm sure, expected him mm-hmm. to be. And then again, kind of stumbles a little bit physically. I know that you rely on him as a message passer throughout the locker room. I assume that he's continued to do so in his absence.
Oh, Bells is a passionate hockey. He's a real hockey guy. He's a hockey player. He's a passionate guy. He watches game. Even if he's not playing, he's invested. He looks at things. He wants to be a coach when he's done. And anyway, it's part of what he would like to do. And I'm sure he's going to be really good at it. So he's around the guy. He's a positive guy. I think he's got a good sense of going to see a guy, giving a pat in the back. And he's gone through so much adversity, you know, East Coast League and building his game up as a later age to become like an NHL player. He played in the NHL. And he was banged up a lot the last 2 years. And last year, he missed almost all the year and was capable to go in the bubble too. Think about mm-hmm. it. He missed all those years and they still brought in the bubble and he played in the bubble and got hurt there. Came with us this year. Got hurt, so he didn't get a chance. And after that, came back with us, did quite well and got hurt again. So he's been a little bit unlucky. I mean, again, that reminds a bit of myself, but in some way. But, you know, I think he's kept, you know, the good attitude, like you said, and he's positive and he's enjoying seeing the guy perform, and he's really good with the young guys, really good with the young guys to, you know, pump it up and work with them and giving them a pap and cheer them on. And that's nice to see from a veteran.